Sober breathing space. So this is a practice that you can use at any time throughout your day in your daily life. It's a practice that you can sort of put in your pocket and take with you. It usually takes just a couple of minutes. You can also practice it for longer if that's helpful. And it can be useful to practice in situations where you feel maybe stressed out or maybe in a risky situation. In any situation where you feel sort of unstable and off your balance. We use an acronym to make it easy for you to remember the steps. The acronym is SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. And so I'll walk you through the different steps. And as we go through the steps, it can be helpful to keep in mind the image of an hourglass. So starting wide at the top and then narrowing in the middle and then expanding back on the bottom. So we'll start with the S, and the S is for stopping or shifting. So whatever you're doing, if it's possible for you, the invitation is for you to simply stop. Stop all movement. Just put everything down and take a pause. If that's not possible, if say you're driving or you're talking to someone, then the invitation is to shift. Shift your attention from the situation, whatever is happening, to what's happening inside of you. Which leads us to the O, which is for observe. Observe the sensations that are happening in your body. So what physical sensations are happening? Observe your thoughts, any thoughts that are coming through your mind. And then your feelings or emotions. What are you feeling right now? And then from there, again, thinking of that hourglass figure, the invitation is for you to narrow your attention, bring your attention to your breath and the sensations of your breath, wherever they might be more noticeable for you. And then after a few moments focusing on your breath, the invitation is for you to expand again. So that's the E for expand, to include again the rest of your body and your thoughts and your emotions. And to hold all of that in this new awareness. And then from there, we go to the last step, the last letter of the acronym, which is R, and it stands for responding. And here we use responding instead of reacting, which is more of an automatic behavior, right? So instead of doing what we would have done sort of on autopilot, the invitation is to respond with the knowledge that you gathered by focusing on your physical sensations, your thoughts, and your emotions. And it's important here to know that the exercise is not meant to change the way you're responding to any particular situation. You might actually do the same thing that you would have done if you hadn't done this exercise. But the point of the exercise is that you're responding from a more informed place. You're responding with the knowledge of what is going on in your body and in your mind and in your heart. And so it's a more intentional way of responding and dealing with whatever it is that you're dealing with. So again, this is a short and sweet practice that you can use at any point. And the invitation is that you experiment with it and see how and where it can be useful for you.